MPS will begin its new school year September 2nd. Dan Graves now has some idea of what to expect. Last year was his first teaching in MPS. The district hired hundreds to replace all the teachers who retired after their contract expired due to Wisconsin's Act 10. WWM checked in periodically with Graves and heard about his highs and lows. He's giving the job another go, and today we visit him as that second year approaches. We watched as Dan Graves set up his second grade classroom last August.
So each kid has their own individual box for carrying books.
He was eager to meet his 18 students.
Bring them on. I'm so excited to have them in the classroom finally.
A couple months later, he found himself struggling. Graves said it was tougher than he thought, leading a bilingual classroom. Fratney teaches in English and Spanish.
Everything is having to build background knowledge, and it's expounded like 100 times because for 3/4 of the students that I work with, Spanish is their second language.
At the same time, Graves was struggling personally. Just as fall report cards were due, he was overwhelmed by the heavy workload of his alternative certification program and his son's upcoming surgery.
I'm glad you didn't come at 8 this morning. You would have seen me like wiping away tears.
By spring, Graves had found a rhythm and satisfaction in getting through to his students, one in particular.
He's still a little bit below, you know, where he needs to be, but he just tries so hard, and I've seen him grow so much.
And there was the joy of seeing students embrace nature, getting their hands dirty at a nearby community garden. Graves used to teach at the Urban Ecology Center, so he was in his element, showing children the tiny bugs and worms that live in the soil.
Finding decomposers is basically the same as you and I finding like a bar of gold like underneath a rock.
By the end of the school year, Graves was ambivalent about his profession. He said he loved his students, but the long hours and other stressors wore him down.
There are days, you know, like there's so many issues, you know, like societal issues. Bring them into the classroom, you know, and then parents expect you to just deal with all this stuff. Well, why isn't my kid getting higher work? Well, because I'm dealing with a kid who's hitting another kid. There's myriad issues of why the day is hard or why the job is hard. It's a great job, but it's brutal.
Graves planned to spend the start of the summer with his family, not thinking much about school. Last week, he told me he kept that promise to himself.
Yeah, I think the first couple of weeks were kind of just like detoxing from the year and figuring out what our family looks like again when I'm actually here and present. That was June and part of July, and really just kind of getting back into a healthy rhythm of life.
Graves loves working the land, so he spent a lot of time tending his backyard garden.
Lots of greens and cabbage and Brussels sprouts. Peppers are over there. Lots of tomatoes.
Now that the new school year is approaching, he's wrapping his mind around returning to Fratney. It's going to mean moving into another teacher's classroom, where the two will jointly teach third grade. In the next couple of weeks, they'll arrange things.
Trying to fit 30 kids, two adults in a classroom is a challenge, you know, plus books and all of the other materials that we'll need, math materials and science, social studies, drawing materials.
Graves says they're already working on lesson plans and how to split duties. He's excited to have another adult at his side to toss around ideas and manage the students. And he anticipates his second year will be better than his first because of the wisdom he's gained over the last 12 months.
Remembering that teaching is just one day. It's one day at a time. So there's good days and there's horrible days, you know, and there's everything in between. I personally get overwhelmed thinking about the scope of the year. But if I can remember and continue to remind myself that this is just a day-to-day thing.
That's his advice for all new MPS teachers. Worry only about the day before you. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.